as kids, we just roamed around and we didn't have to lock doors and worry about things like that. And so we did a lot of playing. So we had a good time. And we didn't know what was going on in the world because obviously we were pretty young.
These are words from Elizabeth and Dorothy, two sisters who were taken away from their home at very young ages and were brought to the Japanese internment camp for almost 4 years of their life. Now, it might not seem like those words describe their experience of staying in a Japanese internment camp, but their experience was a little different. We will start at the beginning of their story and propose the question, who was affected more by World War II, the kids or adults?
February of 1942, the Japanese internment camp was established by the United States. Camps were made in result of the attack on Pearl Harbor from the Japanese, and America became paranoid that the Japanese Americans had connections with them. Every Japanese American in West America was taken away and put into the camps or moved straight into East America.
Taken away at the ages 4 and 8, along with their father. Their dad was taken away a while before they were, but was taken to a different camp for a year before he was brought to the camp with the rest of the family.
My father had a business, and so therefore, anyone who had a business, he was an immigrant. He was from Japan, so he was not a citizen. But because he had a business, the FBI came and they deemed him a person of interest, dangerous, you know, because he was Japanese. And so, as a consequence, they came early and took the businessmen and sent them off. And so we didn't know where they were taking them, but they went first.
They had no idea where they were being brought. So Dorothy and Elizabeth arrived at the internment camp in Arizona, where it was incredibly hot.
We thought that we might be sent to Wyoming or someplace else. And so we got parkas and snow boots I don't know if we had snow boots, but I know that she ordered a lot of winter clothes for us. And then we ended up in Arizona. And when we
we went to Santa Anita, the racetrack. And we lived in the stables, and the stables still had hay and things, and that's where we slept until this barrack was done.
Every Japanese American family who were interned in the camp stayed in barracks, rooms not bigger than an average sized classroom. Everyone showered, ate, and slept together in the compact room. Having a larger group than most of the families in the camp, Dorothy and Elizabeth's family were given a bigger barrack to live in. There was also an extensive amount of space outside of the rooms. That's where they all came together and built a community.
A whole bunch of people got together and they started digging this huge hole, and they actually built a big swimming pool.
The people in the camp used their creativity and built structures with their bare hands. High school graduates volunteered to be teachers, swimmers volunteered to be lifeguards, and they even had church on Sundays. They were able to support each other in spite of being held captive and made time in camp fun. The adults took on the challenge of making a livable environment so the children could enjoy themselves.
After they were released, many people went back to school. Some went to work, but Elizabeth and Dorothy went back home. They were very fortunate to have had friends to watch over their home while they were gone. Had they not had friends to take care of their belongings, they would have lost everything like many of the other families interned in the camp. Since they made close relationships with people while interned, they brought many families home with them.
We were concerned about people who were our neighbors before in the farming area, you know, that they didn't have a place to go, so we invited them to go home with us, so we gathered like 6 families in.
Later in their lives, after they were brought back home, they never talked about the camp. Their dad steered clear of talking about their past experience and just wanted them to move on and focus on school.
As kids, we just roamed around and we didn't have to lock doors and worry about things like that. And so we did a lot of playing, so we had a good time. And we didn't know what was going on in the world because obviously we were pretty young.
And that brings us back to our main question. Who was affected more through the unfortunate events of World War II, the kids or adults?